This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 23rd annual staring contest. We have here our two finalists, Erin Keefe from Boston, Massachusetts, and Adil Rafai from it's too long to go into. It's like Las Vegas and Galena, and it doesn't matter.
By way of Columbus?
Ooh, talking without blinking. Interesting. These two competitors have been locked in unblinking eye contact for over 2.5 days. This is by far the longest the spelling bee. That's my other job. They're laughing. No blinking. They're laughing, but no blinking. Interesting. And I've been funny for 2 days, just so everyone's clear. The longest two of these competitors have ever gone. We check in now.
Sorry, can we talk now or... Okay.
You've always been able to talk.
Well, when I talked earlier, you said, wow, talking and not blinking.
Oh, no, I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, you've always been able to talk.
Oh, no, you can't sneeze with your eyes open, famously.
Okay, what do I do?
Well, famously, you are nose to nose right now. So if she sneezes, you're probably going to blink.
I don't know if that's famously.
I'm going to try to
that's
swallow
not
it.
Be on a t-shirt.
A swallowed sneeze. The noses remain touching. It's hands on a hard body rule. Noses remain touching. A swallowed sneeze. It's no blinks.
Okay.
And actually, that is the t-shirt because it's like, is it a face or is it two people in an unblinking staring contest?
I'm blowing in his eyes.
Oh, no.
Interesting
strategy.
Interesting strategy.
Okay. Well, I have to do baseball. Think of baseball. Baseball.
He's getting
baseball.
Aroused. This is having opposite effect.
Grandma playing baseball.
Achoo! My eyes! They popped out of my head!
But they haven't blinked! The game is still afoot.
Well, that's not fair. They'll never blink again.
Oh, I guess it's not fair.
Wait, not fair.
You're a legacy. You're a legacy on blinker.
Legacy. Can you use that in a
spin?
We had the same idea.
Yeah. Oh, well, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast about not blinking. What kind of it is? It is about just boldly not blinking.
We play chicken with each other, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's not all we do here. Sometimes we have special guests, and sometimes we have the fourth host of the show, Janet Varney. Welcome back to your show.
Guys, I'm so sorry that Janet could not be here today. Unfortunately, I was sent in her stead when I was told that there would be a staring contest. I have not closed my eyes in several years. So I think maybe I should not be going to prison any day.
Elizabeth Holmes?
Oh, God. Your eyes have not closed in several years. I don't even know if you could if you tried at this point.
No, actually, I'm a mom now, so my voice is a little bit higher, and I blink all the time. You guys, I'm just like you. I blink all the time. It's super funny.
Wow.
Y'all, maybe I'm a little tired, but I forgot that Elizabeth Holmes is famously the fourth host of our podcast.
We had a weird 2021.
Well, we got contacted by a firm that was trying to rehab her image prior to her sentencing. And so they were like, people took you way too seriously before.
Yeah.
Now
if
you're the host of a riddle podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
no one will take you seriously again.
She, and by her I mean me, was quoted as saying, if I'd known about this podcast before I decided to have kids to make people like me, I would have kept the kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. The, no, guys, it's me, Janet. Kids. Come on.
Oh,
hey, there
she
is.
Don't make me stick to that, bitch.
You're too good at the voice. You're too good at the voice.
Oh, weird. She only ripped off the turtleneck part of her sweater. That's very weird. It is.
It's like a turtleneck collar.
I'm also a priest.
JPC kept Janet a surprise from us. So we logged on to our Zencastr, and we were just minding our business, and Janet popped up to surprise us for this episode. And it was the treat of the century.
I felt like we had a secret family or something. Or JPC, oh, no. the whole week leading up to it, JPC is like, I have something to reveal to you. And we were like, what is it? At some point, we thought it was Taco Bell. We got very excited.
Oh,
and Janet,
so sorry.
Honestly, I'm going to go on record and say, this is better than Taco Bell.
No. Don't say things you can't take back.
Now, not all the menu items.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
The dollar menu. Janet, the dollar
you
menu.
You are better than Taco Bell French fries.
If you could send me a list. This matters to me, so please send me a list.
Janet, you're no cheesy gordita crunch, but you're pretty good.
That's the only one I was hoping I was better than. Thanks,
oh,
JPC.
No. Oh, no. Oh, God. I just keep putting my foot in my cheesy gordita crunch.
Wait, have any of you competed in a spelling bee for reals?
Only the ones that, like, your school makes you do.
Yeah. Which I guess we had. I mean, I have competed in a spelling bee, but... Nothing
I was
to
in
the
one,
stakes that you see on TV.
No, it was not to TV stakes, but I was in one called Spell Bowl, which I believe is probably like a thing that multiple high schools do, or grade schools as well. I can't remember. I think I was in grade school, like maybe 7th or 8th grade, I did Spell Bowl. But it was a thing where we had like a team selected from our school with like four spellers on it, and then you sat in like an auditorium with a bunch of other schools, and then there was a proctor next to you, and they would say... Like, they would say your word, and then your proctor would, like, look over your shoulder as you spelled it out, and then they would, like, signal to the judge when you got it correct.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's
quiet and dull.
Ooh, that sucks.
Sounds like a lot of people focusing quietly and in their own world.
Well, they said, I think there was, like, a rule that you weren't allowed to talk, but you could do, to, like, signal that you got it right, you could do whatever you wanted. And I think I got like 6 out of 10 right. I did not get it perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But I would stand up from my chair in an auditorium of like spaced out people, so there was no one around me, and try to start a wave every time I got one right. And I thought that was pretty funny because there was no one else around me.
I think you're also in an audience of spaced out people in the other sense, because I'm sure it was a lot of nerds.
I do think for whatever reason, when our school, maybe we like hosted it, but I remember like my whole class was there. Like, it was like an all school assembly watching this.
That's
weird.
It was very strange.
Was there a cheerleading squad?
You know, I don't think they were like, come on, let's not rub it
give
in.
Give them an S,
these guys.
Give them a P. Give them a, I want to say
don't,
E.
Don't tell them.
They're cheating for you. What's that spell?
Yeah, all the cheerleaders were actually in Spell Bowl, so they all had it.
Oh, Spell Bowl. Super not catchy, even though you know they were like, we got it. We got it. It's going to be called Spell Bowl.
When my school did it, we were, I think it was 7th graders who did it, and I got out on the word awkward. And I was like, this is meta. This has some layers to it. I said O-C-C, and then I remembered how to spell it, and then I went... And then I just went like this to the teacher. I shook my head, and then I went back and sat down in my seat. I was like, OCC.
Oh, no.
The
idea of you shaking your head at yourself in acknowledgement and sitting down is the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
I was like, I got, yeah. And then I think I ended up going home sick that day. I'm doing air quotes.
Hell yeah.
Occupational hazard, A-W-K-U-pational.
I went out in high school on the word archipelago.
Oh, God.
Spell it
now.
Wouldn't?
Yeah. That feels like one that there's like an E in there.
I-E-P-A-L-I-G-O?
I think you threw in an extra E.
Well, JPC in the middle said I think there's an E in there.
On advice of counsel.
You fucked me. You fucked me, man.
You'll have to talk to my proctor about this.
I couldn't remember a single word that I had to spell in that in that spell bowl. But I do remember that I definitely didn't get all of them because I remember I really wanted to do that wave bit more than I was able to do it, but I didn't get all the words, so I couldn't do that wave bit. That's how my memory works.
You were there for the attention. You were there to get your laughs.
Did you not hear him say standing on a table?
Yeah.
Janet, were you ever a good speller?
I think I've always been a good speller. But I'm like I said, I don't think it's not something I've pursued avidly. Like I didn't compete in any kind of like
your
real
word
spelling bee or anything.
Is cortisone.
Cortisone, C-O-R-T-I-S-O-N-E, cortisone.
We're going to have to assume that's right.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no way we can verify.
None of us know. No, the only thing I remember is that it was a big deal that in first grade, my friend Derek Ettinger and I both spelled helicopter correctly.
Ooh. Ooh.
Wow.
Mm. I have to say, and Janet, this is no, I'm throwing no shade your way. Anytime anyone in my life references someone from like high school or prior, and they say their first and last name, it always sounds like they're making up a name. So when you said Derek Ettinger, it always just sounds like a fake name.
Yeah.
Always.
Well,
especially people's first kiss names. Every time someone says who their first kiss was, I'm like, that's a made up name. That's a made up name.
I'll go first. Yeah. Tracy Janie.
Super made up. It's true. Super made up.
I'll go next.
Okay.
Derek Ettinger.
Ooh, helicopter kiss.
I can actually verify that's true. I was there for that because he is real as hell.
I'm trying to look up what some of the winning words of the last few years of Spelling Bee champions were.
Is that how that works? Yeah, I guess so. There has to be a last word, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
There's some documentary Spellbound.
Oh, I love
that. Now that I saw.
It is fantastic.
Charming.
It is way more interesting and fascinating than you'd think, and the kids are just tremendous.
It's
definitely
great.
Recommend Spellbound.
There's also another documentary, I think it's called Bad Words with Jason Bateman. It's from 2005, 14. There's a good 15-year stretch of Jason Bateman movies that would shock you to your core. You're like, huh? He did that? That guy works. Jesus.
I think it was after he did Arrested Development. I think everyone was like, he funny? And they cast him in everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
The winning word in 2022 was moorhen, which is a like marsh water bird.
M-O-R-E-H-E-N. What are we doing? No.
It does seem like it's a trick because it sounds too much like what it is, which makes me worried.
Mm.
Is it just like M-O-O-R-H-E-N? Please tell me it is?
Yeah. M-O-O-R-H-E-N.
So I do think a lot of people probably put the space in there.
Yeah.
Two words. M-O-R-E-space.
Space.
Interesting. Interesting.
Wow. Okay.
Your word is, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
2022, not a very competitive year. We're hoping the spelling bee goes better in 2023 and these kids get a little bit smarter. But hey, why don't we do our part to get these kids smarter by doing some riddles that maybe a kid, don't listen if you're a kid, will listen to. I do know that we do have kids that listen because kids will occasionally send me voicemails or send voicemails to the show. And I got to say, I have to just delete those.
That's correct. Yeah.
Is there any chance that there are adults doing really convincing kid voices? I'm sure some entertainers listen to you.
You know what? There is a chance. There is an issue. If you're an adult pretending to be a kid calling a riddle podcast, go ahead and open up a journal and start writing because you need some self-reflection.
Because you are a Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey, or Adam Sandler character, you are not real.
I'm introducing a very quick news segment, and this is called 1-877 Voices for Kids. We have internationally acclaimed voice artist Janet Varney on the podcast. So we're all going to go around and for just 10 seconds do a voicemail in our best kid voice, in our most convincing kid voice. Okay?
Okay.
I'll go first since I started this mess. Okay.
Hello? Is this Hey Riddle Riddle?
Scary. Fail. I'm scared.
That's pretty good though. I actually did like that. That was pretty good.
Okay. Who's next? Aaron, you halted mine. You want to go?
Yeah, I'm really scared. Mine's going to be 80% worse than yours. All right, let's see.
Okay.
Oh, hi, my name is Linda.
No, that's a ghost.
To sound like
that's
a ghost.
This is just a quiet ghost.
All kids are ghosts.
Oh, there is good stuff in there. There's good stuff in there. You can tell from the cadence alone that there is good kid stuff happening in that almost imperceptible
Casey,
sound.
Can you, in post, can you turn Aaron up like 400% so that we can hear what she was
that
saying?
That was the whole bit is how quiet I was. All right, JPC, you do it.
Okay, JPC.
Okay. Now, I just want to point out it would be very easy for me to turn up my voice modulator and just get a little kid voice. I'm not going to do that. I could do that. I choose not to do that.
I've never been more sure he's going to do it.
He's going to do it.
Hi, hey, Riddle Riddle. Yeah. This is JPC. I'm just leaving a quick message because I love the show and I'm 7 years old and you're my favorite. Bye.
Unfortunately, you did not go high enough and that sounded like a 14-year-old saying they were seven. So yeah.
That's post-puberty voice
hey,
for sure.
These 7-year-olds are getting more 14 every day, and you can quote me on that. People say, what the fuck are you talking about? You can.
Delete it. Janet, you are last to go.
You want me to go? Or hold on, because one time when I was doing the
if it's too good, then it's actually scary.
Janet, this sucks. It's so good.
Yeah, that's scary.
You make us look terrible.
I'm sorry. I meant... Mumsy doesn't let us in this
there
room
it is.
Anymore.
Yay!
Anymore. Yay!
We've always lived in the castle.
All right, here's your riddle. Here's your first riddle. Do you guys remember those Farmer's Almanac riddles that you don't like? Well, there's more of them.
No.
We're almost through them. We're almost through them. And once we're done with them, I don't know that they kept making Farmer's Almanacs. So this might be the last of them. Okay, here we go. Although I'm interviewed each day,
vampire.
I cannot tell. What was it?
Vampire. Next. How often? Hold on. I gotta see a scene.
That's like in a class of what improv does to your brain.
Yeah.
You will just say, it's just one word, another word. One word,
yes,
another
exactly.
word.
It's like
it's
a three
test.
Panel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta see a scene.
Three panel
Aaron,
opera.
Aaron, you're an old-timey, when is this almanac from, like 1915 or something?
This one's going to be from 1948.
Okay. Aaron, you're a 1948 farmer, we assume in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Janet, you are a vampire who only preys on farmers, and you're showing up at this farm.
Well, hello? Who goes there?
Very hot outside. Very, very hot outside. Should have come at night. Would love to come in. Burning. Hello.
Well, hello, stranger. Come on in. Can I help you?
Hello. Yes, thank you. I'm so hungry. And hungry for me is the same as thirsty. So I guess you could say I'm that too. Hello.
Well, you look pale as a ghost. What happened to you?
First of all, that's hauntest of you. I'm not a ghost at all. Very, very hungry, very, very thirsty. A bit of a vampire you've let in. Bit of a vampire who also sounds a little bit like Kevin MacDonald from Kids in the Hall.
Did someone say pale as a ghost? It's me, a ghost. I'm actually the ghost of a child, so it's very hard for me. Hello? You're looking.
This is my son. Come on down the stairs, honey. Float down.
Hello. I want you to know you're perfectly safe in my presence. Wish I could say the same about your mummy.
I am down the stairs. This is how close I am. I wasn't talking far away. I just have a little voice.
Could you speak up, please? I'm so sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding. My ears are a little crispy from standing outside in the sunlight.
I wish I could. I'm screaming right now. It's as loud as I
see.
Can be.
Jenna, I gotta say, I'm very, very hungry. Sounds like an SNL character catchphrase.
No.
So I think that vampire has legs. In a good way. In a way of like, that's a returning character.
I do like the idea of that woman having to now be immortal herself to have to deal with that ghost child for all of eternity.
That's a haunted farm for sure.
It's hard when you tell a person who is a comedian that character they were doing is SNL quality, and they go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I meant it in a good way.
It's not 1948 anymore, if you know what I mean.
Hey, man, message received.
You hate that in like a Rosanna Dana way.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We'll try to get the full riddle out this time, Adol.
Sorry.
Tisk, tisk. Although I'm interviewed each day, I cannot tell a word folks say. I'm speechless, but not silent, though I make a noise
wherever.
As if that is an easier thing to say than wherever. Like,
Yeah.
Don't worry, we got rid of one of the letters, so now it's easy to say.
Let me just say wherever. And they didn't really even get rid of it. They replaced it with a apostrophe.
I guess it's for the rhyme. Is it going to be? It's for the rhyme, because that's an extra syllable.
Farmer's Almanac was famously for, like, the Cracker Barrel region, so it's all folksy and, like, you know what I'm saying? Where?
Yeah, where?
You're calling farmers the Cracker Barrel region.
Yeah. I could have said Midwest, but I prefer to say the Cracker Barrel region, CBR.
Where do I live? I live in a Cracker Barrel belt. We used to have industry, barrel belt. But now we have Cracker Barrel. Okay, here we go. Although I'm interviewed each day, it's just this riddle for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah. Great.
I cannot tell a word folks say. I'm speechless but not silent, though. I make a noise where'er I go. I do not always tell the truth, yet I am not to blame, forsooth. For those who do in me confide, I often import things decide. Although I have not a doctor's skill, I am consulted when one's ill. If you can now one's name divine, ugh, I pray you tell me, reader, mine.
Well, this turned into like a weird demonic ritual at the end.
I know.
Is it like a magic eight ball?
After forsooth, things really take it down.
Yeah, this is also Aaron. This is 1948. I don't know when the magic eight ball first came along.
I'm looking it up.
49.
I'm interviewed each day, but I can't tell what anyone's saying.
Yeah, I'm interviewed each day. I can't tell a word folks say.
It's like a diary?
A schedule, a planner.
A therapist.
No. No, but that's good.
A post-war
1946,
bond.
It was invented in 1946.
Wow.
She was a genius after
that
all.
That surprises me.
Me too.
It always surprises me that they had anything in 1946, because I'm like...
Well, back then it was a magic one ball, and it's advanced over time. Is this some sort of...
World War II had just ended, and someone was like, you know what we need?
I have decision fatigue. Can we invent a ball that decides for me?
This is top of mind.
It's true that it's so specific to, like, billiards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
Magic eight ball. Why? Probably some old superstition where if you asked an eight ball something, it would... help you out.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
We're sure that's it.
Gotta be.
I cannot tell. These long ones.
Is it like a machine? Is it something mechanical?
It is inanimate, and I would say mechanical.
Cannot be a voice. There's no way it's an answering machine. There were no answering machines. You're welcome.
Is it a phone? It was not an answering machine.
Is it
not a phone?
A telegraph. A telegraph.
Yeah, that's. Thank you. Oh. Thank God you're here.
No, it is not. It is not a telegraph.
I need to, JPC, I need to ask you not to perk up when I say something that reminds you of the correct answer. It's very deceptive.
I'm speechless but not silent, though. I'll make a noise wherever I go.
Telephone.
It's
not a telephone.
Phonograph.
Iron lung.
I can't
talk,
but I can.
It doesn't have phone in it.
Iron lung.
Phonograph? Isn't a phonograph a music player?
I think so.
Yeah, with the old horn, the big old horn.
Wherever I go, this thing's traveling, guys. You got to think smaller than a phonograph.
Car.
No one's rolling that around town.
Is it an Android
smaller.
Salesman?
Is it an Android salesman? 1948.
Yeah, be honest with me.
Brutally honest?
A blender.
Honest is no. Brutally honest is fuck no.
Slenderman.
Is it a Slenderman? Is it a Blenderman?
Speaking of being brutally honest with you guys, I was driving earlier today, and I was taking a left on a left-hand turn that did not have an arrow. And so when that happens, you just wait until like the light turns yellow. You're like in the middle of the intersection, and then you go.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy behind me who was like driving right on my ass the whole time. And the intersection turned yellow, and the cars were still coming. So the cars that were coming were like, they don't care. And this guy starts laying on the horn behind me. And I'm like, oh, you just want me to go die? Oh, okay. So I waited. It was like red. I turned. He went on the red as well. And now we're on like a one-lane street. And I could tell this guy was getting mad because he just like wanted to pass me, but it's a one-lane street. So we got up to where the street became two lanes, but I like stopped just short of that because it was a red light, so he couldn't get around me. And he started laying on the horn, and he leans out the window and goes, "Go around." And I go, "What? Where? What do I do? What do I do?" And I was like, "Where do you want me to go?" And he's like, "There." And I was like, "Where?" Just like tons of space.
I would have had a panic attack and given him my car.
I've never been so sure someone was from Los Angeles. I promise you he's from Los Angeles. All the things you described are essentially the rules of driving in Los Angeles. Honk at someone when there's a yellow and there's still cars. Two people go on the red. Like, this is real.
My favorite thing about you, JPC, is when you get yelled at, you turn into Snagglepuss.
Where? Where do you want me to turn? Left?
Impossible, right? Impossible, even.
Heavens,
I got these big paws. I can't even drive a car.
All right. Wait,
God, there's just so many stanzas. Is that the word I'm looking for?
It's a machine.
It's a machine.
In 48, there weren't a lot of machines. There was a telegraph, a phonograph, a telephone.
Iron Giant.
Jukebox. And I think that's it.
I will say, I can't speak for 48, but I think that this is a thing that people would have with them. You would take this with you wherever you go.
A knife.
The oldest machine in the world.
An oxygen
supply, but silent knife. A watch. Aaron. It is a watch.
I was going to say cell phone time traveler. Okay. But watch is right?
It's a watch. I mean, interviewing your watch just feels like a stretch.
Yeah,
but interviewing a vampire is fine.
I'd like to see a scene. Adel, you are an old-timey man, and you are interviewing or just talking to your watch. You're trying to inquire about the time. And JPC, you wear that watch.
Okay.
Oh, looks like the sun's about to go down behind the clouds today. Let's take a gander at the old wrist doctor and see what he has to say. Hello, old friend.
Well, hello there. If you're checking in with me, it can only be about one thing. You're interested in the time,
no,
I take it.
No. I want to know how your day was. What were you up to today?
No. It's okay. You can cut the pleasantries with me, old pal.
No.
If you're looking at the watch, you want the time.
No.
Occasionally, you might want the date, and I'm happy to provide it. I am a watch that does that. But in general, you're looking for the time, and that's okay.
No, Fred, listen, I could not be more sincere right now. Who was your first kiss? I'm dying to know. I want to know everything but the time, and I got time to listen.
Listen, friend, we don't have to do it with these pleasantries, okay? We're past pleasantries. You wear me on your wrist every day. I see what you see. I do what you do.
You're getting hot. The watch is getting real hot.
Oh, are you going to take me off?
No.
You could take me off.
Order in this court, counselor. You have far extended your sick time you requested. If you need to know the time, find out the time and continue with your questioning.
Your Honor, if I may call a surprise witness to the stand, I'd like to call... Waiting for gasps? Oh, I should say first, and then the gasps. My watch.
What? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. That's stupid. What? Your watch is on the stand?
Your watch is on the witness list. This comes as a surprise to absolutely no one. Please, watch, take the stand.
Yes, we prepared for this. The prosecution is fine to continue forward.
Oh, no.
We actually have lots of questions for the watch.
Okay. Up you go. Let me...
I don't know how helpful I'll be, but I'll try to be as helpful as I can be.
Now, state your name and your occupation.
I was never given one. That is my owner's prerogative, but I was never given one, and I am a watch.
Your Honor, objection?
You're objecting to what the witness is saying?
I just feel terrible. Can we get... Your Honor, is there time to give my watch a name right now?
I'll allow it.
Okay, now it is 1922, and I want to say the most popular...
Way off.
Boys' names of the time are, I want to say... Like,
way off. Checkmate.
Margaret and...
Margaret.
And Stinton. So watch, I'll leave it to you. Do you want to be Margaret or Stinton?
Your Honor, I object. He's obviously looking at me, Attorney Margaret Stinton.
No, you are.
Sustained.
Sustained? Oh, no, that's the good one. No, I like that one. That's good for me.
Scene. Okay. I just wrote a note in my notes app. Margaret and Stinton is the new Kevin and Susie? ?
Oh, our fans are called Margaret and Stinson.
It just reminds you that once upon a time you could come across these names that all you do is just change the one vowel and it's the funniest thing you've ever heard. It's so simple.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Margaret.
Coming up with those names, my nose started bleeding. My brain is working so hard.
I want to say
Stinson,
Margaret.
I think it's just a name, but Margaret. Yes,
yeah. Margaret. My great grandma's name was Fern Brownlee, and she was born the day the Titanic sank, whenever that was.
Whoa.
1917, 19.
I think Fern so she has an alibi. Really cute name.
She has. She's not. So I can't stress this enough. Guys, my great-grandma was not an iceberg. I cannot stress it enough.
It feels like you're talking a lot about it, Adol. Yeah. Your grandmother an iceberg?
The lady doth protest too much.
Ooh, that's part of the riddle. Yeah. The lady doth protest too much for soup. Riddles.
Where?
I forgot.
I have riddles. A special touch.
Look, we have to do another riddle. People are going to kill us that we haven't done another riddle, so we have to do another riddle. But first, a quick break.
Gotcha. Oh my God, oh no. Only one riddle before the break. People are going to be so mad at us.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's pretty classic. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy suffer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, hey, look, we're back. We're back. We're done fucking around. It's time. It's riddle time, baby. And I have great news for you. This is the last of the Almanac riddles. We'll never have to
ever?
Hear another one of these. I don't know, Aaron. Probably not ever.
Oh, God. Okay.
There's probably like a bunch more. There's probably a bunch more Almanac riddles later in this ebook that I have. Here we go. This one's from 1963. Cool. So 1963,
summer
4 years before
almost,
the Summer of Love.
Oh, did it pass the Summer of Love?
No, it's before, right? 67.
Yeah.
What else is going on in 63?
63. I want to say the Beatles were...
You're always right. Whenever you guess Bay of Pigs, I think you've always been right. So.
Yeah. Beatles were in Cuba.
I think Bay of Pigs might be right for 63.
See? I think it's 61.
But maybe it dragged out.
1963, we had President John, I am not a crook. F. Kennedy in the White House.
We had Margaret Stanton in the White House.
Ooh.
One of our finest presidents.
Margaret.
Could be a vice president name. It's a Spiro Agnew-ass name for
absolutely.
Sure.
For sure.
Margaret Stanton.
Okay, here we go. I am in the men, but not in the boys. I'm in the...
Wow.
No, shut up.
A few good men.
I am in the plaything, but not in the toys.
Mm. The movie Toy Story, Robert Williams. Okay, I'm going to back off.
Friends, this is what improv brain does to you.
I am in the north, but not in the south. I am in the nose, but not in the mouth. I am in the minister, but not in his hat. I am in the kitchen, but not in the cat. I am in the barn, but not in the floor. I am in the window, but not in the door. I am in the country, but not in the state. I am in the pencil, but not in the slate.
This
it.
Is the letter N.
N.
Yeah.
I was fixating on the vowels because of Margaret, and at a certain point, I needed to move to the ends.
Yeah, Margaret does make you fixate on the vowels. That's one of Margaret's worst qualities.
I feel like we're all friends here, and I feel like this is a safe place to kind of be vulnerable.
I don't know what gave you that idea.
Uh-oh.
Could not have read the room more wrong. Uh-huh.
When I was younger, I always used to think that an M was just two N's kissing.
Really?
And I got held after class for saying that. The
you
teacher
did?
Said, see me after class.
Is any of this true?
I did used to think that, but I never got held after class. That would be wild.
When you were a little kid, what was your stance on the V, the noble V?
V is for victory, of course, because I grew up during D-Day.
But was it W2Vs kissing?
Yeah.
No, for whatever reason, the N and the M looked like they were pushing together, where Vs looked like they were arm in arm.
Did you think that a D was a C and L kissing? How far out can we
take this?
Janet,
you just blew my fucking mind.
Wow, now that I think about it, maybe I was just kiss deprived.
He's obsessed with kissing.
I think an A is just two eyes that have fallen over and are holding hands.
They're yes. putting their hands out. Yes, they're Eiffel Towering.
Oh, I want to. This alphabet book sounds pretty good to me, if a little sexy.
Alphabet of love?
Yeah.
Let's write it.
Is there a market for a sexy book that teaches children the alphabet? I'll leave the office. I'll just leave right now.
Absolutely.
Do you validate parking? No, you do not. Okay.
You've never met a horny linguist?
I've met a cunning one. Okay.
So no more of those riddles.
No more of those. I think that we're going to transition back to, okay. This is our listener submitted riddle. The subject of this is that it's an infuriating riddle. So ooh. I feel like it's really great to go from the, it's a transition point back from the almanac riddles to this infuriating riddle.
Okay. At least they're honest in this, in the header.
Okay. Here's the beginning of the riddle. I think it's like a two-parter.
Yeah.
How do you fit an elephant into a Safeway bag?
How do you fit an elephant? And Safeway, we talked about Safeway before. It's like a regional grocery store?
Yeah, I think it's
they're in Arizona, for one.
Kroger derivative? I actually don't know. But it's a grocery store.
It's so weird to put safe in the title of a grocery store. Like that's.
Oh, I'm sorry. You
want to
play it a little
move.
More dangerous when you get your groceries?
Absolutely. That's why I go to a Costmore.
Janet has a newsletter she emails out about regional grocery stores, and it seems like Adel is not up to date on the reading.
Absolutely true.
I want to apologize. I meant to say that's why I go to a Costco, but I flubbed my joke because I panicked. It's a Costco being a more dangerous store.
So this is an infuriating. Well, first of all, don't suffocate that elephant in the bag because that's infuriating.
Yes.
So that's why it's infuriating, because just thinking about what you're doing to that poor elephant.
I will say it would be hard, I think, to suffocate an elephant in a Safeway bag. I think they could get through it pretty easily.
Yeah.
Is this something like by the pound? Is it something like
ew,
that?
Ew. Oh, no.
I do think that that is an answer kind of in the spirit of where this is
what?
Going, but not that.
Like,
but it's, it, yeah.
Am I thinking of the thing you're thinking of when you say by the pound? I should be horrified.
Yes. No. Yes. But unless,
yes,
I mean,
no,
hey,
yes.
Look, in a society where we ate elephants, we could probably pick them up from the grocery store, and then it would be perfectly normal to go to a pound of elephant and put it in a Safeway bag.
And that is the answer. That is
the, that's my answer.
The answer is that has that much defensiveness baked in. Well,
thank
no,
you for coming to my TED talk.
No, the answer starts with well, exclamation point, no, exclamation yeah. point.
When you think about it, though, it starts out.
Okay, I do want to see a scene. Aaron, can we see a scene? This is going to be, you're giving a TED talk about food sustainability, but you have several different types of new ideas for how we could all be more sustainable with our food.
Hello, everyone. Let me pose a big question to you. First slide. What else can we eat? Huh? Next slide.
She slid across the stage. Wow, she slid back. She's a gymnast.
What if we started eating things that we haven't yet? Elephants. Giraffes. Chairs. Friends.
She's drunk.
Money. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm drunk. And I'm here to talk to you about what else we can eat. I want to open it up to the crowd for questions. Pose something we can eat, and I'll say yes or no.
A
you there.
Hamburger.
No. What else?
Cheeseburger.
No. Something we haven't eaten before.
Hot dog?
What is happening? No. Something we haven't eaten before.
I've never eaten a hot dog.
Never?
A scrumburger?
Never been asked.
A scrumburger? You're just making up words. Sir,
no.
Let's do a quick intermission. We're all going to go to the zoo. We're going to get you a hot dog, and then we'll come back here. All right, 2 hours pass. Everyone's using napkins to wipe off the ketchup. Okay. We're back.
Wait, I thought of something at the zoo that we could eat that we've never had before.
What is it?
Cotton candy.
Yeah!
Nope, we've eaten that before. Next slide.
I also did. Can we go back?
Scene.
How do you get
how
an,
do you
elephant?
Fit an elephant? How do you fit an elephant
fit
in a Safeway
elephant.
Bag?
Oh, interesting.
How do you
so it's
fit
not get, it's
an
fit.
Elephant in a Safeway bag? Well, if you're going to fit it, you're taking it to the tailor. The tailor is going to fit it with a perfectly sized, handsome three-piece Safeway bag.
Oh.
A three-piece Safeway bag.
that's how you fit an elephant into a Safeway bag.
This one's bothering me.
I think you've given good answers. Can I give you the answer?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. You take the F out of the way.
Which
how do you fit an elephant into a Safeway bag? You take the F.
S-A-E-way? Say-way?
No, the F in elephant, right?
No, there's no F in elephant.
Oh, sweetie, no.
You take the F out of the way.
This is awkward all over again.
You get the F out of the way.
You get the fuck out of the way. I understand that part.
No, but you take the F out of the way.
You take the F out of the way.
You don't get the F out of the way. You take the F out of the way.
And I'm take the fuck out of my way, guy. Go around. Go.
She's drunk.
Go around. What?
I don't know what it means.
I don't know what to do. I assume it's the F in Safeway. I still don't understand.
E-way? This is the most intellectual you've ever sounded answering a riddle on the show.
That is correct.
Carry the one.
That is correct. Say-way doesn't actually...
Say-way
doesn't actually make sense.
Yes.
Yeah. And so say-way is not really the answer. Uh-huh. It's just
okay.
The first part of the answer.
Essay. You write an essay about it.
Oh.
This was tough.
A.
Safeway.
And then you put the word elephant in?
No.
What is
the answer? The answer, because you got to say way. This is the person who sent this in, Hannah C. Hannah C, all the best. Love you, Hannah C. Said, inevitably, they will pick that part apart until they get to this answer. And I don't know how you make that jump. But the jump is, you got to say way, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the answer is, that doesn't work. There's no F in way.
Oh, there's no F in way.
You need like an MIT janitor to solve this shit. This sucks.
No, don't let it hurt us. Don't let it hurt you. This is what the riddle wants.
It is infuriating.
So the way that the riddle works is, how do you fit an elephant in a Safeway bag? There's no effing way.
JPC, you said this was submitted by Hennessy?
So you're supposed to get to you take the F out on your own? And that leads you then to...
I am supposed to answer, you take the F out of way as the answer. As, I see. Because you can't get that. Because that answer doesn't make any sense.
It depends on the answer being given, which is why you very suspiciously offered the answer super early in the process.
But it does say a few minutes usually go by before they realize it doesn't make sense. Adol got that part immediately because he was like, say way, what does that mean? So I felt like you did that part really well.
I mean, anyone could do this. I could be like, how do you... How do you travel to the sun in 1 second? You can't. That's why you see ants. Like, what the fuck is this? This is nothing. This is nothing.
Wow.
Hannah writes.
Nothing.
Hannah writes. This is a spelling riddle and also a fierce test of your friendship. This will infuriate them if they haven't heard it before, and they may never speak to you again afterwards. So, did it work?
Is there a way to block listeners, like a specific listener?
No.
You know, I'm not going to let this hurt me. This is water off a duck's back because... Riddles can't hurt me anymore. I built up my armor against riddles.
How mature.
This is not that. I'm not taking that as a challenge, Aaron. That
shut up, JPC. I am so mad at you. You are dead to me.
She's doing well.
Honestly, I never thought I'd say this.
I'm trying to talk about how evolved I am, idiot.
I never thought I'd say this, but bring back the Farmer's Almanac?
No.
No.
Is that Farmer's Almanac Nicholson? Who is that, that character?
Hey, bring back the Farmer's Almanac.
Oh my God.
I'm Almanac Nicholson. No. I eat breakfast 13 miles away for people who are see me dead.
Retire that character.
I'll retire, but I'll still show up at the Lakers games.
Adel, I like it. I like when you're having fun.
Yeah, did the devil and the devil do that?
This one comes from Austin. Austin writes, I wrote this ready myself. I hope it's good enough to make it on the show, but not bad enough to the point where JPC gives it an F. I do not give it an F, Austin.
There's no F in way you're getting an F.
There's no F in way.
Throw it back in his face.
Yeah, take that.
It's not my fault. Blame Hennessy.
I blame you.
A mother and father were going to see their son perform in his band.
Can we just stop take a second to just really appreciate that moment?
Yeah.
That's like ends kissing.
Truly a moment I never experienced.
I'm going to have to keep you after this. I'm so sorry.
The band's performance started at 3 p.m., but because traffic, the parents couldn't make it to where their son would be performing. Because of this, they drove all the way to the other side of town and waited for their son to meet them there. When he arrived, the parents told their son how great his performance was, and he said he was happy they made it. How could this be?
Okay, first of all, this is a trick because it came from the city of Austin. So already we have a
problem. And we know they're weird. Yeah.
Cities.
They got to be on 8th Street, right? Huh? 8th Street? Is that the street in Austin?
5th
Street?
6th Street?
6th Street.
6th Street. I think it might be 6th Street.
I'm not sure. And I was just there, and I'm not sure. Okay, sorry. The kid in the band, they want to have a nice moment.
Was it being televised?
They can't get there in time.
Yeah, this is not an Electric Ear Splitters situation.
Call back to our first episode
First riddle of all time.
Well, this riddle submission is from 2018, so not really a callback for them. More
Electric Ear Splitters is our Adam and Eve. That's our... Yes.
Our origin story.
It's our origin.
To our original sin.
I think you're going to have to read it again. I apologize.
Yes, please.
Mother and father going to see their son perform in his band. The band's performance started at 3 p.m., but because of traffic, the parents couldn't make it to where the son would be performing.
A parade.
I got it. I was going to say marching band. I got to say
traffic
marching band.
Headed up by Eric Clapton. They couldn't get there because traffic was playing and they wanted to see them play as well.
Adel, I'm sorry
Janet
I did that, but
correct.
You got so excited and you said I got it like 14 times and I just, I don't know why I needed to take the wind out of your sails. I'm
sorry.
Tucking
that away for future reference. Is it a marching band?
No, Janet was correct, but it was Cream, not Traffic. That Clapton was playing at the time.
Were Derek and the Dominoes around or the Yardbirds?
Yes, the son was playing in a marching band. So Aaron, you were correct, but Adel, you were right.
That's incredibly magnanimous. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Is that how mediation works?
Yeah. I'm practicing.
Companies?
Aaron, I'll admit that. Aaron, you were right, but Adel was correct.
Yeah, and I was a dick, and Adel was being good. I was being a jerk, and Adel was being nice. So that counts for something.
You guys absolutely got it. You absolutely also got that it took place in Austin. That was just an email from austin.city
at
austin.city.gov.
I knew it. I was also in the correct. What can you say besides right and correct? What's the third one?
So let's see. So Aaron was right. Adel was correct.
On the money.
And Janet was also there as well.
Thank you. I don't think I've ever seen a parade that hasn't made me cry. Is that weird?
Whoa.
Parades make me cry.
Dad,
they really stir me up.
Dad, stop. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. What happens?
I don't know. There's something about a parade that chokes me up.
Just
it doesn't.
Like,
I mean, I guess I'm
very
sure,
human.
Yeah, I'm like. I'm not talking about like some sort of weird, offensive Nazi parade. But like usually there's, you know, kids doing
because how many of those have we honestly been to?
Yeah.
And Janet, can I say thank you for saying offensive Nazi parade?
Yeah.
Because Triumph of the Will is
beautiful, beautiful work. No, it just like and then the music. I don't know. There's just something about it that I always get a little choked up.
Wow.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. I went to Mardi Gras this past time around, and there were so many like local high school marching bands, and they were so good, and I cried like three times. It's like they're so sweet, and they're just playing music and having fun with their friends. It was lovely.
Yeah, there's something so simple about it. I don't know. The last one I saw was the Chinese New Year parade during Sketchfest in San Francisco, and it was just so adorable. I think I was crying even just at someone waving from a car. someone
so
slowly
simple.
Driving a car down the street and waving, and I didn't know who it was, and I still was like, this is so sweet.
Now,
like,
Janet,
we're still doing this.
Are you someone who, are you very particular about like organization? Like, do you like things to be neat and tidy?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything to like organize lines and this sort of procession in a row that pleases your brain or tickles it in some way?
I don't think so. I think you're trying to give it more of a reason than just like, oh, humans. Uh-huh. Look, humans being humans. Oh.
Well, all I'll say is that every parade I've been at,
but you wanted
it's
to
usually,
turn them into weird toy soldiers.
It's usually like 80, 22-year-olds whipping double bubble at people at 35 miles per hour and it whacking them in the neck.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
And then falling to the ground, and then somebody else grabs the candy. So that's my experience with parades, and I think they suck.
I think the last time I was at a parade, I truly think the last time I was at a parade was a Pride parade. And the people that are crying at the Pride parade are crying for completely different reasons. They're so drunk, they're lost. They're wearing no clothes.
Oh, no.
I'm like, will someone help this crying man?
I'm so drunk, I'm lost. That's a t-shirt.
I see you vibe cried at every Pride parade. Every Pride parade. I'm like, I'm so happy we're able to do this.
Now next time I'm at a parade, I'm going to be on the lookout for crying people. I'm going to go over to them and say, hey, you're normal.
Bup.
No. veto.
Janet's crying. A mosquito with a financial problem. Janet's crying.
That financial problem will not last long for you, mosquito. It's going to be all wrapped up in a couple of weeks.
I've cried at one parade, and I think it was 1963, 1964.
Oh, no.
I want to say Dallas.
No. I canceled
that
comment.
Was it a parade? I think it was just like a procession.
No.
It was like a legit parade.
What's a parade if not a procession?
I mean, like, it used to be like just the president was driving through town, but now I guess we don't do that anymore because of the one time we did that and it didn't really go very well. So we really don't have that kind of parade anymore.
It didn't go very well.
I need to see a scene. This is a funeral procession that is going through town, and JPC, you don't understand and think that you're in a regular parade, and Aaron and Adel, you're trying to control the situation.
Okay, and let's all just keep moving, and if anyone needs tissues, I have tissues.
Thanks, Carl. It's really sweet.
Yeah. Where's...
Who wants a fucking t-shirt?
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, yeah! I brought my t-shirt cannon, because we're going to be in the parade! No.
Daryl? Hey, Daryl?
Daryl?
Poof!
Daryl?
Why does your t-shirt cannon have a... pump action.
It's a pump action t-shirt cannon, man. Sorry, there may have been one extra wrapped chili cheese dog in there from the last time I was using it, but it's got six chambers on it, so once I go through, it should be all t-shirts from there.
Daryl, this isn't like a second line or something. This is a somber. We're doing a somber procession.
Yeah, Grandma Lisa is dead. No. What do these t-shirts say? Hold on.
Grandma Lisa.
R.I.P. Grandma Lisa, party animal, from here to beyond, 1931 to 2023. And I took a guess on the 31. She's old, right?
Not the right year.
Not the right year.
I got this year right, though, right?
See. One for doing best.
My t-shirt guy works quick. You got to do one more riddle.
Grandma Lisa. Okay. That seemed like such a contemporary name. All of a sudden, I was like, yeah. Lisa? Are grandmas Lisas?
Yeah, it's a grandma Katie.
They will be
one day.
That's my favorite phrase that's ever been uttered on the show. Are grandma's Lisas?
Unless it's like, that's the new foregone conclusion thing. Like, do zebras have stripes? Like, do you love me? Hey, are grandma's Lisas?
My fingers are crossed that the next time I...
love me.
Fingers are crossed the next time I watch Jeopardy, the final category is like names. And then the question is, are grandma's Lisas?
It is kind of fitting, though, because you can never really own a grandma. You just Lisa.
Oh,
I can smell that. I can actually smell that.
That has odor. You want to be brutally honest? Odor. Smells like shit, dog.
Oh, man.
Odorous. What you just said smells like shit.
Whenever someone says something that's just so out of pocket on this show, I literally have a fantasy of like pulling my, what is it called? Like
ripcord.
Ripcord of like
parachute
my parachute. So I'll just go flying up in the air.
Okay, so it does open in your fantasy.
Yeah, in the fantasy, it opens, and I go flying up in the air.
It's like the Batman one, where instead of you going like down, you shoot the thing up, and then the plane comes and skyhooks you away.
Yeah, it's magnetic, yeah.
Yeah. Backwards Batman.
Speaking of Batman, down in the pale moonlight, where did you get the toys?
Damn it. God damn it.
Our grandma's Lisa's Batman?
I turned into Pennywise by the
this
end.
This is a great voice for you.
So into your Jack Nicholson. It's so gross.
You're right on it, man. You're so close.
You're right on it.
So close.
I've been working for ever since The Departed came out in theaters, I want to say.
A little more time on that one. I think it's just getting cooking, but I think it's getting there. Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's slow. You got to slow cook it, baby.
So if you put
brisket.
A fork in this impression and you pull it out, there's still some batter on it?
Oh, yeah. Batter brisket.
It's
brisket
real
batter.
Runny.
Huh.
Okay, here we go.
Thought you said it was good, but
this is from Andrew. Best wishes from New Zealand, Andrew says.
Cool.
What three-letter word can change a boy into a man?
You're not going to do a New Zealand accent? Or
Was that not a New Zealand accent?
Oh. Baseball is
a three-letter. That's my best one. Well, three-letter word. No, can't.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Puberty? Yeah.
Puberty. So you've really cued into what a word is, and I have to applaud you for that. You're a little far off on letters.
Okay. We've got to start somewhere.
This is my new character, second grade teacher of the Riddle Podcast.
So encouraging.
What three-letter word?
What three-letter word can change a boy into a man? Nope.
Does it
nothing.
Attach to the word boy, or do you put it before or after the word
good
boy?
Good question.
Aaron, neither.
Boyman.
But that is a great question.
Mm. Buoyant. Mm.
Ooh.
No, yeah. But no, Aaron, because I said no to you already.
What a buoyant man.
This is a three-letter word that changes a boy into a man.
Okay.
I think you're on. Is Aaron on to something, though? The idea of adding those three letters into making a word with boy? Oh, okay.
You don't add anything to the beginning of these. You don't add anything to either one of these words. It's a completely new word that is a three-letter word that changes a boy into a man.
And JPC, can I ask, is this something like... not the hospital area, but if I were to say like ICU in terms of like ICEYOU, but I say it ICU, is it that kind of thing?
No, it's an actual word. It's not like
I know it, and it's
Aaron. Okay, wait, hold on. Now Aaron knows it.
Can I scream it out?
Do you want to scream it out?
Yeah, Adel, you want to scream it?
To scream it out because Aaron knows it.
Wait, let me make it even more satisfying for you. Ooh, oh my gosh, I know it.
I know it. It's the band OAR. You go to an OAR concert, you are immediately a man.
Bad advice. Don't go to an OAR concert.
Interesting.
No, Aaron, would you like to steal?
Is it war?
That is a great answer, but it is not the one that we are looking for.
Oh,
A&W. Your first beer. Root beer.
God does it. God turned you into a man.
These answers are very, I'm having a problem with them philosophically.
they're getting more far afield.
Oh, eject on philosophical.
You eat enough.
Age? A-G-E?
Age!
You've got it! Jana, you've got it! It is age.
Oh, thank you.
Eat.
Paddle, I said eat.
No, they all made a little bit of sense.
No,
they just were.
I said eat. That's
why we have the phrase eat at Joe's and not eat at Little Joey's.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just love
I still
these...
think war. I mean, I kind of feel like war still.
War is pretty good, actually.
War wins because it's saying it's about something. Do you know what I mean? It's about something. And we have all wanted this podcast to finally be about something. Anything.
Please.
Here's my only argument. I don't think war so much as changes a boy into a man as it does ruin a boy.
Or kill a boy. Or just kill one.
Yeah.
I guess it also just kills a boy. But, yeah, but that I will say this. You want me on that wall. You need me on that. Right, Adol?
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear
Nicholson.
Your take on that.
And GPC, in defense of war, more money in oil and
oil.
What else?
Yeah.
Spoils and toils. We all love a war. Hey, something else that we love, and this is something I truly love, is that we have a new voicemail theme. Casey, can you play that voicemail theme?
Do we do a voicemail?
Voicemail.
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 Voicemail. Voicemail. Voicemail. Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail. Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail. Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail. Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail. Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Voicemail. Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Wow, we did it.
We did it.
Holy
that
shit.
That was an incredibly trippy experience. And I
that
never realized
wild.
How much voice smell. That sounds like boys smell. That's what I,
boy
that's
smell.
All I could hear
boy
by
smell.
The end. Boy smell, boy smell, boy smell, boy smell. That was wonderful.
That voicemail,
boy
that
smell,
voicemail
man
theme
stink.
Comes to us from Chris Finke. Chris Finke, if people are not familiar, is a absolute like drop superstar. I know Chris's work from Comedy Bang Bang and the Doughboys podcast. I had no idea Chris was a listener. I actually got goosebumps when Chris submitted that email because I was like, you listen? This
That's
is great.
So sweet.
This is great for us.
You know,
and I will give a plug because I don't know that I ever hear plugs for this, but Chris uploads all of his drops and stuff to his YouTube channel. So check out youtube.com/cfinke, F-I-N-K-E, to listen to all of his drops because they are wonderful, especially if you're a podcast fan like I am. So thank you so much for that voicemail theme, Chris.
Thank you so much.
And I will say, I thought I didn't need to have a wedding, but now I know I need to have one so I can play that song. Feels like someone needs to lift me up in a chair and play me a voicemail.
Well,
Chris.
Oh, I thought you were walking down the aisle to the Finke voicemail.
I think she's walking down the aisle to Animal Parade.
Crying, sobbing.
Absolutely, I am.
Casey, can you play us a voicemail?
Hey guys, Tristan here, big fan. I don't know where the fuck I came up with this question, but someone hands you a bag of plain granola to make some trail mix. What do each of you add in? Keep doing what you're doing. Peace out.
I love that question.
Wow.
That's a great question,
great
Tristan.
Question.
Thank you so much.
Great question.
And for a super sarcastic yet sincere big fan. That was a really good example of someone who says big fan, sounds sarcastic, and means it genuinely. Big fan.
Big fan.
So the way I understand the question is that we all have to add one thing into this trail mix and hopefully not ruin it for everyone else. So I can start and I'll take a stab. And I'm hoping this isn't going to ruin it for people. I'm going to add like little dark chocolate squares.
Ooh, yeah. Like
little piece of dark chocolate. Yeah. I feel like that's pretty universally accepted in trail mix. This is not going to be the healthiest trail mix, sorry, but it'll taste good. So that's what I'm at.
Well, I don't like healthy trails.
Ooh. Hashtag fail mix. I'm going to add milk.
No.
And just.
God damn it.
Wait,
we can't have anything nice on this podcast.
Let him finish.
No.
And
that
then,
wasn't the end of the sentence. Give him some air.
And then dump it out. Okay, lemonade. I'll add lemonade.
Oh, God.
M&M's.
I would love to go hiking. I'd love to go hiking with Adel, and he, like 3 miles in, he pulls out a fucking dripping wet Ziploc.
lemonade and granola?
Loose nuts.
Okay, yeah, so the granola's already in there. That's the granola. Piece I needed to be reminded of, yeah.
When life hands you granola, make lemonade.
Aaron, is that legit? You're legit putting that in there?
Yeah, M&M's.
Okay.
Or chocolate chips.
Small pieces of dark chocolate and yeah. Then chocolate is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, so far it's good.
Janet, what are
and
you
then,
talking about?
Hear me out. Don't scream. God. Lemonade.
Thank you.
Don't scream.
All right,
don't
Janet,
scream.
What are you putting in?
Oh, what am I putting in?
Oh, did you ever, I just realized something. Speaking of naming watches, did you ever notice that every lemonade brand has time in it? Minute. Made country time. Anyway, Janet, go ahead.
Shut up.
No, let him finish. I want to hear all the other lemonades that have time in them. You
Crystal
have all, liked. Take all the time you need, speaking of time.
I didn't want to listen to that at all, and I had to hear it.
Okay, I know what I'm adding.
Please.
To our trail mix, and it is a traveler's blessing.
So there you go, Tristan.
I'm blessed.
Granola, dark chocolate, M&M's and chocolate chips, lemonade, and a traveler's blessing. Throw that directly into the trash. speaking of trash, Janet, do you have anything upcoming that you would like to plug or that you would love people to see or find?
Sure. I think by the time this comes out, The Platonic on Apple TV starring Rose Byrne and Seth Rogen should be out. And I show up and am in like the second half of this season, which I think is 10 episodes. And I play a very weird character. So check it out. I went to the premiere last night and saw the first two episodes. It's so good. It's so funny and so charming. I loved it. You never know, you know, and it was really great.
Very
oh my gosh, I can't
that.
Wait.
It sounded
guys.
Like I got choked up at the end, but I just needed to swallow.
Oh, Parade went by. You were interviewed in Parade magazine.
Juice Hour. Of course, Juice Hour. The Lemonade Juice Hour. Let me help you
Platonic
out, Adel.
Platonic actually comes out today. So if you're listening to this today, on the day it comes out, then you can stop listening at this point before Adel, Aaron, and my plugs and go watch Platonic.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Or give it a
Aaron, anything?
Yeah.
Check out Sitcom D&D. All three of these people have been on the show and had excellent episodes. And, oh my gosh, Lou just screamed.
Oh,
Lou knows.
I interpreted that to say Casey hasn't been on.
Oh, yes, Casey. Well, Casey, if you want to come on the show, open invitation. Check that
Surf's
out
up, my
you
guy,
find? 100%.
He said yes!
So if you want to check that out, check it out anywhere you find podcasts. Adel, anything to plug.
I just want to reiterate that everyone who's listening, put out into the world, please, in your day-to-day interactions, online, wherever you see fit, the phrase, our grandma's Lisa's. Was that what it was? Our grandma's Lisa's.
And I want to encourage you to put out a traveler's blessing because everyone's going somewhere.
And I was going to say, if you want to leave a 5-star review for the show, please do. This 5-star review comes from, oh man, it's like... it's titled Janet Varney Makes This Podcast. I was cursed by a 40-foot spooky sleepy witch to listen to this podcast on my ears bleed. That happened after the first episode, but the four hosts keep me coming back for more. Most episodes, Janet doesn't say much, if anything, but you just know she's there in the background waiting for the right time to enter. Sometimes she does a voice and acts like another guest or guests. Her Sandy character is phenomenal. If you want a podcast to fulfill your riddle craving and this doesn't cut it, take a deep look inwards and ask, why do you need to listen to people solve so many riddles? The hosts are the funniest people I've ever met, so yeah, you should listen to it. Thank you so much, or however that is pronounced.
Very nice.
And we do want to give an opportunity, we failed to ask her. Elizabeth Holmes, is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, I'm going to be, I'm actually doing a Mommy and Me Zoom with unlimited members. I would love to just talk about the normalcies of being a mom, all the things that normal moms experience on a regular basis, such as Miam.
And I would like to plug the movie Five Easy Pieces.
Aaron, say it.
No.
One flew over the flew over the cuckoo's nest.
This goes as
waka
long
waka
as it goes.
Kids.
No, that's not.
It does work sometimes.
You get one a year. You get one a year where you get to end it.
And John Patrick Collins. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish in the music.
the wild thing is that, Aaron, when you said no, the first thing that popped into my head was say Waka Waka Kids. I don't, that bit must be from 2 years ago. And I was like, I think it'll work.
It's amazing what your brain will remember in an emergency.
when panicking.
And so as the plane went down, he was heard to say what?
A-W-K-A-R-D.
All right. Hey there, spatulas and sporks. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's the return of JPC's Kitchen Upgrade Trivia with special guest Janet Varney. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.